Now, I really don't have many fears, but there are four things that I would say I'm truly scared of, which are sleep paralysis, being flipped over while I'm in a porta potty, this thing, and public speaking. And honestly, I can't even really explain why I'm scared of public speaking. I mean, sleep paralysis, you'll have demons chilling in your room while you can't move. The whole porta potty thing, that's just some traumatic shit. And this thing is fucking terrifying. But there's just something about talking in front of more than five people that has me shitting bricks. Like, my brain will start showing me the absolute worst case scenarios possible. hi guys, my name is Chain.
Get off the stage, loser.
No one likes you. hi guys, my name is... So I volunteer at daycares because I really like young kids. I love young kids. I mean, not love, like they're only 4 years old. No, like, I'm not attracted to-
Sir, hands behind your back.
That's why I'm scared of public speaking. And even worse than normal public speaking was school speeches. And if you saw my going to school high video, you would know I have a pretty bad record when it comes to speeches.
Tyrannosaurus Rex has short arms. Yeah, it changed. Don't worry about it. You can sit down. You can just go tomorrow. It's alright.
In fact, after I failed miserably while trying to present my speech well zooted, some motherfuckers was flaming me for it. So you know me, I had to get my get back. So when speeches came around next year, I put my heart and soul into that shit. And it wasn't just a speech, it was a spoken word, so it all had to rhyme. I mean, I was whipping up some heat, I was writing bar after bar like Kendrick. Shit, I had to have a fire extinguisher on standby while I was writing that shit. And I was never the dude to actually study. Like, I would start learning while I was taking the tests. If Y equals MX plus B, then who invented the Eiffel Tower? I guess Y equals MX plus B. I mean, even though I did bad on all my tests, maybe I can just get a job drawing stick men or some shit. Anyway, so I never studied, I never did homework. But when it came to this spoken word, I had something to prove. I mean, it felt like motherfuckers was preying on my downfall. So I actually spent my own free time at home practicing and perfecting this spoken word. So by the time I had to present, I was prepared as fuck. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was still shitting bricks. But when I got up there,
Chains, get up here, and don't stutter like last time, alright, buddy?
He's gonna stutter for sure.
Don't get on here rapping, I'm stacking, making it happen.
Okay?
I've been perfecting this speech while y'all jits was lacking. Mm. You don't want beef with me, I put you on a tee, I call that shit fashion.
Okay.
I'll put you in a box like some cereal. You'll get crunched, I'm the captain.
Captain Crunch.
Now let me stir it up like some mac and cheese. I want 100% like curry from the three. I'm talking all A's, no B's. Bitch, I'm blessed like a sneeze blue. Hun is like the seas. I'm too icy, I might freeze cause I'm him. I'm not talking slash he.
God damn.
Spitting right now. I went bonkers, bro. In fact, I went so bonkers, the teacher volunteered me to go present my speech to the entire school. Now, usually I would be way too scared to public speak in front of that many people. But right now, I'm all hyped up on how bananas my speech went. Plus, I spent all that time perfecting it. I might as well share the heat with the rest of the school. Alright, next up is Chains with a spoken word on... Don't get on here rapping. Don't get on here stacking. I mean rapping. Stacking. I'm happing. You don't want beef with me because, quite frankly, I will put you on a t-shirt. I mean, you could call that fashion. So, thank you guys for having me. I fucking fumbled. I folded under the pressure, bro. With the entire school watching my fear of public speaking absolutely crush me. And that is the reason why I have a fear of public speaking.
Middle school is just an awkward place, bro. Like, middle school dances, awkward. Middle school speeches, awkward. And middle school relationships, in my experience, is the most awkward thing on the face of this planet. I mean, the girl's a whole foot taller, got a deeper voice, and shit, she could probably bench more than you, little bro. Like, I hate to break it to you, but you don't got a girlfriend. You are the girlfriend, bro. Middle school just occurs at the craziest time in a teenager's life, because motherfuckers is just getting slapped by puberty out of nowhere. You'll be walking down the halls and see a bunch of kids who look fresh out of daycare. Then all of a sudden you'll see a grown ass man built like Shaquille O'Neal thumping his way down to math class. And attendance in middle school was looking like, Matthew?
Here.
George?
Present.
Daisy?
Here.
Owen?
Here.
Dude's balls would be dropping halfway through presenting their speech, like,
and this is specifically
why dinosaurs went extinct.
And in middle school, nobody had drip. Like, dudes would be showing up to school in a neon green t-shirt paired with some bright red shoes looking like a fucking traffic light. While their haircuts looking like their barber cut their shit with one hand, well blindfolded. But to be fair, everyone had a shitty haircut in middle school, bro. And if you think your cut wasn't that bad in middle school, chances are your shit's probably still ass to this day. And just to make things worse, the cherry on top is that everybody's got acne. There's just all these hormones flying around and these kids have no clue what to do with them. Which is exactly why middle school beef is unmatched, bro. Motherfuckers will be throwing hands for no reason at all. And I don't know how, but somehow even the fights were awkward. It would be like, hey pal, I heard you sat beside my crush in class today. So what? You wanna fight about it?
I mean, like, if you wanted to. That, like, I'm not scared. Like, yeah, we can fight.
Okay, let's freaking go, pussy.
Fuck, I wasn't ready.
Sorry, was that too soon?
No shit, Sherlock.
Okay, you can hit me back so we're even. But if two dudes were throwing hands and their crush is watching, they're about to fight to the death. But the thing is about middle school fights, I didn't know this was possible, but somehow both motherfuckers end up losing the fight. I remember one lunch at my middle school, a dude whipped out some boxing gloves for no reason at all, and all of a sudden we're running a whole fight club. Kids would be betting their lunch money on who's gonna win and shit, but we never laid down any ground rules. So one day, JJ hit Timmy with a spinning back fist and put his ass to sleep. And I'm hyped, cause I just doubled my lunch money, but Mr. Principal didn't seem too hyped to see one of his students knocked out on the ground. So of course JJ gets in trouble because he's just that one kid who's always in trouble but never got expelled. Like, I could have swore dude was on his third strike 5 strikes ago. But man, middle school had some characters, bro. There was that one guy that would walk through the halls, blast the music on his speaker. The kid who used to sit in his chair like this. The dude who hit puberty and midlife at the same time.
Mr. Donaldson, can I get some help on the subtraction?
Help on the subtraction? You look more like you need help on your taxes.
No, subtraction's just hard for me.
During recess, do you go check on the wife and kids?
No, I just play on the monkey bars.
Tell me, how do you manage to be in middle school and work a 9-to-5 job at the same time?
The girl who thinks she's a horse, the emo kid, catch him in the back of the class with his hoodie tied up watching sad Bart Simpson edits, the kid who had to touch the top of the door frame before entering a room, girls who have to bring their Starbucks cup everywhere, the dude who's constantly emoting, and in order to find the answer, we can make a grid.
Did someone say gritty?
Right foot creep, ooh, walking with that heat. Of course, there's the kid who Naruto runs through the hallway, and then there's that weird ass kid who accidentally called his social studies teacher mom one time. It was probably an accident though. Fuck! And I have no idea why, but there's something about teaching middle school that had all these teachers going through a midlife crisis. I remember one day our science teacher was teaching us about rainbows. Does anyone know what a rainbow is?
Yes, Jaden.
Refraction of light through water droplets.
Oh wow, that's right. How did you know that?
Reddit.
Oh, okay. Where did you read it?
Reddit.
Yeah, but where did you read it?
Reddit.
Jaden, I can't do this right now. Just tell me where you found this information. Reddit?
God damn it, Jackson. You're the reason my children get their shit whooped every night.
Now, I don't know what she had going on in her life, but the way she broke down talking about beating her children to a group of 12-year-olds really gave me the impression that she shouldn't be teaching middle schoolers, bro. And I don't know who was in charge of hiring these teachers, but I also had a deaf teacher. Which, you know, it's cool and all, but it did make it a little bit harder considering the fact that, you know... She was the fucking music teacher, not to mention the fact that she was also half blind. And I think the idea there was that she could somehow feel the vibrations of the guitar or something, which didn't seem to work too well considering the fact that I got a fucking A in music and I can't play the guitar for shit, but I smelled good or something? I don't know. And I don't know about y'all's experiences, but I feel like kids were just mad touchy in middle school. Like, you'd be sitting in math class, minding your own business, then for no reason at all, a motherfucker would tase you in the side of the ribs. And I remember when kids first learned about these pressure points, it was all fun and games. Someone would just poke you in the ribs, like, pressure point, that tickles. Then there would be a new pressure point dropping every week. It got to the point where these 12-year-olds were hitting pressure point combinations and paralyzing your legs and shit. Hey, bro, let me try this new pressure point on you. Yeah, sure, go for it. It tickles. And it was the same shit with this game. Like, you really couldn't trust anybody, bro. Yo, what's that on my legs?
Shit.
Got him. Oh, shit, there's a bug on you. God damn it, dumbass. Oh, fuck, I just broke my leg. Bro, I'm not stupid. You didn't just break your leg.
No, I'm serious, bro. I promise, on everything, on my entire life, I just broke my leg. Look.
Bro, I remember I got punched so many times, my arm was on life support, it was about to fall off, like... And thinking back to middle school, there's just so many things that make me cringe, bro. But by far the cringiest of them all is the relationships, man. And believe it or not, I had my fair share of middle school relationships. I remember one day I was sitting in class and this girl came up to me and said, "Chains, I have a crush on you." And that's really all it took to have a young Chains in love. Head over heels. We went to the movies together. We went to my house and watched movies. We went to her house and we also watched movies. Now that I think about it, all we really did was watch movies. We didn't really talk that much. I mean, I didn't really have a way with my words at the age of 12. So, do you like movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like movies too. That's why we're here, at the movie theater. I also like popcorn, with the butter. It tastes, like, I like how it tastes. And one day we went to the mall and I took a good look at my girlfriend of 2 weeks and thought, man, I don't even know this girl. Like, who are you? I remember we were inside Zoomies at the time and I said, "Hey, Jessica, you're a great person and all, but I don't really think we're compatible like that. Maybe we should just break up." Which was probably the most words I've strung together during the entirety of our relationship. And she says with the straightest face, "Oh, okay." And then we proceeded to walk out of the mall and bus home together without saying a word. And I remember lying in my bed that night and thinking to myself, "Damn, I think I'm supposed to be sad right now." So I threw on my hoodie, tied it up, and watched some sad Bart Simpson edits.
"Hello class, I'm Mr. Sovenson, I'll be your sub for today. For rules, I don't want to see any horseplay, no phones, and no WWE wrestling moves off the top of the desk, alright?"
Walking into class and then seeing a substitute teacher is like the same feeling as squaring up to fight a dude, and then finding out that dude's blind, bro, like you pretty much just gotta show up. And you win. Like, I honestly feel bad for these substitutes, bro, because every day they have no clue what they're showing up to. Like, one day they're walking into a class full of angels, and the next day they're fighting for their life in a class of straight demons, bro. I mean, being a substitute teacher is all about confidence. Like, the moment the sub walks into the class, they're being analyzed. Like, the way they walk, how they dress, and especially how they talk. Yo, if the first thing they say sounds like,
"Hey, I guess..."
It's raps. It's raps, bro. If you start the class sounding like an intro to an 8-year-old's Minecraft Let's Play, paper's gonna be thrown, pencils are gonna be thrown, fucking dudes are gonna be thrown, like it's gonna be straight anarchy, bro. But when the sub walks in the room with a little pep in his step, a little drip in his fit, and most importantly, he starts the class sounding like he's done this shit before.
"Hey guys, I'm Mr. Pepinson, and today we mean business."
All of a sudden, people are listening. Everyone except for one man. The class.
class clown.
He's gonna see that confidence as a challenge, and bro's gonna start testing the waters to see if this sub is really about it.
And that is how Y equals MC squared. Any questions? Yeah, Blue Hat.
Yeah, Mr. Pevinson, why are you built like that?
Oh, you mean built like the Rock? Yeah, these are called muscles. You'll learn about them when you hit puberty.
But bro, I'm in grade 11. I've already hit puberty.
Yeah, nah. That's not what your peach fuzz mustache is telling me, buddy.
Okay, well, your hairline is telling me it's going on a vacation, bro.
All right, let's see your shit then.
Yeah, like, it's not bad. Like, some substitutes are so good, you just wish they were your real teacher. Like, I remember one time in grade 10, I had this math class with one of those teachers who used to yap the whole time and then assign a bunch of homework with 5 minutes left in class. And then one day, a goat walked into our class. A goat who went by the name of Mr. G, or more formally, G-Dog. Now, G-Dog was packing a mean 68 years in his lifespan. However, he had the utmost pep in his step, paired with the drippiest of fits. And he was the type of dude who would lay down some respectable rules, and if anyone broke them, he wouldn't get mad. He would just simply flame the living shit out of you in front of everybody.
And that's how you calculate the surface area of... No texting while I'm talking, please.
I'm just texting my mom.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. How's she doing?
Psh, wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I would, actually, because she's probably pretty tired after last night. I mean, I did lay down some mean dick.
But there are definitely some questionable substitutes out there. I remember when I was in grade 6, my entire middle school was just weird, bro. My recess was called Nut Break, my music teacher was deaf, and our principal was damn near bipolar.
All right, who told the blind kid he could say the N-word?
Okay, all right, it was me, but like, I didn't think he would actually say it.
Oh no, that's actually a pretty good one. I mean, I gotta give it to you, kid.
wait, so you're not mad?
No, I'm fucking furious, okay? Get in my office right now.
Okay, wait, I thought you were just laughing. What's going on right now?
Yo, I'm just messing with you, kid. You're good to go.
Thank you.
Good to go out of the school because you're expelled. That is absolutely unacceptable.
are you joking or...
Does it sound like I'm joking?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, bro, my middle school was weird as hell, so I can't say I was surprised when a substitute teacher walks into my class talking about,
hello class, I'm Mrs. Hutchinson, and, I identify as a mermaid.
And I'm only 12 years old, so I'm like, dog, what the actual fuck does identify mean? But bless Miss Hutchinson's heart, man, cause Lord knows middle schoolers weren't gonna take that shit seriously.
Oh, she's funny, oh, mermaid.
No, class, I'm serious.
Oh, so that's why you smell like the ocean.
Exactly. Wait, what?
And I remember one time this sub walked into our class and I could have swore they just found this motherfucker on the side of the street, bro. He walked in sagging like crazy, and if he even went to school, this motherfucker most definitely cheated his way through, bro.
Yo, hey class. So, what are we doing today?
I mean, shit, you're the teacher.
Oh, yeah, right. So, what'd you guys learn about yesterday?
We were learning about agriculture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think you're right, too, because, you know, the culture we live in right now is very angry, and the agriculture just needs to, like take a chill pill. You know what I'm saying? Any questions about that?
What's a chill pill?
Oh, yup, I'm glad you asked. Okay, see, I actually know a guy who can hook you up with some. Just meet me in the parking lot at lunch.
Mr. Sagginson, are you trying to sell us drugs right now?
No. I mean, yeah, but it's for chemistry with neuroscience, or I mean, like for microbiology or something like that.
And these substitute teachers seem to butcher every single name on the attendance. I mean, shit's gotta be on purpose at this point. Like,
hello class. I'm just gonna do some attendance really quick. Correct me if I get your name wrong, okay? Hordan Hansa is Hordan Hansa here?
Okay.
I mean, my name's Jordan Johnson.
Well, you're absent now, so you gotta speak up sooner next time.
Wait, what the fuck?
Maya? Is Maya present?
It's Mia.
Wow, quite the name you got there. It's spelled kind of weird, no?
No, it's not. It's literally three letters.
Ariana? Is Ariana here?
Sorry, it's Ariana.
Okay, and? Like, what's your point?
Well,
That's just how it's pronounced.
Juwan? Is there Juwan in the room?
It's Juwan.
No, Juwan. And some subs be walking into your class with the most bullshit rules ever. Like, hey, Mr. Subinson, can I go to the washroom?
Does your teacher usually let you go to the washroom?
I mean, yeah, I think you legally have to.
I don't believe it. Sit your ass down and get to work.
Wait, Mr. Subinson, respectfully, I'm about to shit my pants here.
Wait, does your teacher usually let you do that?
What, shit my pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll allow it.
Hey, what the fuck is this guy?
And I feel like there's no greater sense of community among a class than when a substitute teacher comes in. The entire class just comes together to gaslight the fuck out of this poor substitute. I remember one time in grade 10, me and my homie had a sub come in who was giving us this multiple choice test. And my homie was the type of dude who'd be getting 0% on everything. And the way his grades were looking, he just couldn't afford to fail another test. So what he did, I just need to preface, I do not condone. But from the moment the teacher walked in, he acted like he needed a little extra help. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, he put on a spectacular performance. I mean, someone either needs to get this man an Oscar or a diagnosis, bro. And I just acted normal, but I guess by proxy, I got a little extra help. And I don't know what that says about me, but I do know what it means. It means the substitute teacher walked out of that class happy she was able to help two students in need. And it also means me and my homie both walked out of that class with 100% on our tests.
Space isn't empty. It contains everything that exists. Hey, bro, you think this mirror's good? Nah, it's in used condition. What do you mean? Walmart doesn't sell used mirrors. We're using it right now. Damn, I've been hitting this joint for way too long. I should probably pass it to the next person. You ever thought about how most of the sky is actually below our feet? No, it's right up there. Holy shit. Okay, guys, I'm gonna be your waiter for tonight. Just give me a second and I'll be right with you guys. We are the waiters. Bro, what are you talking about? No, think about it. If we're waiting for the waiter, then we are the waiters. Hey, nice belly button, bro. Hey, thanks, man. Your belly button is really your old mouth, by the way. What the fuck? Yo, is your thumb even a finger? Fuck, man, I don't even know. It's kinda just a thumb. So if your thumb isn't a finger, then there is no middle finger. Hold up. If you were the first person in the world to break 2 world records, then that would be a world record. So you'd be the first person to break 3 world records. But then that would make it 4 world records. And that would make it 5 world records. Holy shit. Then it would be 6 world records. Man, who the fuck named this shit a chair? Like, why a chair? Hey, bro, I got you a milkshake. Oh, thank you, man. Does a straw have one hole or two? Obviously it's 2. No, but what if it's like one long hole? What's the point of life? If you get a bigger bed, you have more bedroom, but you have less bedroom, you know, like bedroom, like. Can I get a ice cream cone? No, fuck you, the ice cream machine's broken. Man, that's not fair. Well, life isn't fair, buddy, so what do you want? But if life isn't fair to everyone, then isn't life just kinda fair? Like, I just don't get it. Like, chair, why is it a chair? You know, it could've been like anything. So your nose grows every time you cap. Yeah, what about it? So what if you just said your nose is going to grow? Well, that would be a lie, so then it would grow. Try it. My nose is going to grow. Yeah, I told you. But now that it grew, it's not a lie. Whoa. Bro, I'm way too baked right now. Here, Eat an orange. It helps. Nah, hold up. Are oranges named oranges because they're orange? Or is orange called orange because oranges are orange? Just eat the fucking orange.
Boys, we got the pizza.
Let's go. Sir. Why the fuck is the pizza box square? Like, if the pizza is circle and a slice is a triangle, yo, who the fuck invited this kid? Yo, can you pass the lighter really quick? Yeah, I got you. Wait. When you light your lighter gets lighter until your lighter is so light that your lighter won't light. Damn, that motherfucker's spitting right now. It just seems weird. Like, why the fuck is it a chair? Listen, I am no criminal. In fact, I would consider myself a good Samaritan. Type of dude who helps grandmas cross the street. Type of dude who might even pick up some trash now and then. And absolutely not the type of dude to go to jail. Now, I know for a fact I would never go to jail. Not because I never break the law, but because I'm fast as fuck. In the streets, they used to call me Usain Jr., bro. So there was no way you would catch me getting arrested by some 50-year-old man with a beer belly and a donut in his hand. I would be out here crossing, bro, up. Hit him with a little body faint, leave him in the ER, bro. But with that being said, I needed that speed. I needed that speed to get out of all the dumbass situations I put myself in. Cause I'm still no valedictorian, but back in grade 9, I was nominated stupidest dumbass, and all the runner-ups were my homies. So evidently we had some stupid ass ideas. Like, I remember this one time we were all looking for something to do. And if you're from a small boring city like mine, you would know there's not many fun things to do besides smoke and break the law. So what did we do? We smoked. And then we broke the law. This story takes place at Billy's crib. So it's just me, Billy, and Bob. We're chilling playing PlayStation or whatever. And Billy's like, damn, I'm bored as hell. We should go do something. Yeah, facts. What's something fun we could do? Shit, we could have some girls over. We got no hoes, bruh. Holeless. Shit, I forgot about that. I mean, we could get some food. You got money? You're broke, bitch. Damn, you're right. Wait, we could smoke. You got grass? Yeah, I do actually. Oh shit, bet. So we all go outside, roll up the grass, and get baked. Then we go back inside and hop back on the PlayStation. Damn, I'm low-key still bored. Yeah, let's have some girls. You still have no hoes, bro. Fuck. I mean, we could have a bonfire. Oh shit, that's not a bad idea. Genius. So you think this is a good place? Nah, it's too out in the open. What about here? Nah, it's too close to the school. What about here? Oh shit, this is kinda nice. So we were looking around, we gathered up the best sticks to build the fire, and we set them up quite nicely. We lathered those bad boys in some gasoline, and apparently my high ass didn't know how fire and gas worked. So I leaned over the fire, and when I go to light it, for a second my life flashed before my eyes. So I quickly jumped back, but my friends and I are baked to perfection. So they're like, yo, dude, are you good? Yeah, man, I think so. Are my eyebrows still there? You never had eyebrows. Oh, okay. So we're all just staring at the fire in silence, thinking about random things. Damn, I need me a 4-piece Popeyes combo right now. The meaning of life, it must be to evolve and become the best person you can be. God damn. Bob's mom is so hot. And as we're just chilling, watching the fire, it was pretty much sending out a smoke signal, and anyone in the vicinity probably saw it. And soon we started hearing a siren in the distance. Guys, it's definitely just an ambulance. I mean, it's getting kinda loud, don't you think? No, we're chilling. Fuck, bro, I'm outta here. Yeah, I'm way too high for this right now. So Billy and Bob just leave, and I'm thinking, they're just being some scaredy cats. They're gonna come back. It's literally just an ambulance. Right? Man, it's getting kinda close. Oh shit, they're definitely coming for me. And then the siren just stops. Oh, I guess they're not coming for me. And then I look behind me, and I make direct eye contact with two officers. My heart literally stopped. Oh, you're fucked. Hey, I grabbed the gas and the gas, and with all the adrenaline I had, I literally jumped on the fire, stomped it out, and hauled ass. Hey, get back here.
I'm being chased by these two cops, and I am red-handed as fuck. I mean, I'm holding a liter of gasoline, a lighter, and the kush while I'm baked as hell running from these cops. And they were on my ass, bro, because let's be real, I could have outrun these fat asses any day of the week, but I'm at a major disadvantage here. Like, I have to run carrying the can of gas while I'm zooted, bro. So sheer speed was not gonna do it, but I had to get him off my tail, or else I was going to jail. So I take a sharp right, and then I'm faced with these two paths. I hit a quick left, and as soon as I get out of their sight, I slide into these bushes smooth as butter, and I was scared shitless. Man, I can't go to jail. I dropped the soap way too much for all that. Holy shit, they're right there. Where'd he go? We almost had him. And we would have had him too if your fat ass didn't eat so many damn donuts. Shut up, Robert. That's why Dave fucked your wife. As soon as it was clear, I booked it straight to Billy's house. Oh, guys, it wasn't an ambulance. No shit. And I think it's safe to say I was paranoid for the rest of the night. Yo, I really appreciate you guys, so I'm gonna be following back a bunch of people on my Instagram, so go check it out. Peace.
Getting baked is usually an exceptional experience that consists of eating food, laughing, questioning your entire existence, eating food, watching Netflix while eating more food. And you know, that's great and all, but every once in a while, that Zaza can take you to the deepest, darkest depths of the shadow realm. And trust me, that shit is not fun. So I wake up on a sunny Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. You know, a respectable sleep-in. I hop in the shower. It was a good shower. I check the Clash of Clans base. I didn't even get raided. I eat some scrambled eggs and toast. Shit was scrumptious. And all of these things led me to believe, damn, today's gonna be a good ass day. But little did I know, today would be the day I would look death in the eyes and fight for my life. So I finish my scrambled eggs and I pull up the boys' group chat and I'm like, what's the move? And Bob's like, I don't know, let me check. So I'm like, okay, bet. There's no moves, bro. And because there was nothing to do, the boys and I would have no choice but to reside to the default move. Let's just smoke. Bet. Calm down. So the default move always takes place at the boys' home base. Bob's crib. Now, Bob's crib was the spot to be baked for many valid reasons. First of all, bro's basement was simply comfy as fuck. Couches on lock, blankets always ready with infinite pillows. And Bob's dog, Walter, was the fucking goat. But most importantly, Bob's cupboard was always stacked. I mean, this cupboard has enough food to feed a village. This cupboard has more snacks than 7-Eleven. And this cupboard had enough calories to be in a Nikocado avocado video. And that shit was perfect. Because goddamn, when I get baked, I become a certified fat ass. So you know the drill. We roll up and got a joint in rotation. And honestly, I don't know what got into me this night because I was absolutely reefing that hoe. Yo, chill. God damn. Fuck it. Let's roll another one. So we rolled up another J and I just simply could not be stopped. And I specifically remember asking, how high can I really get? And after about 30 minutes of me going bananas on these joints, I found the answer to my question. Pretty fucking high. I mean, I was beyond zooted. Like, at that point, time was literally in slow motion. And it was one of those highs when your senses become extra sensitive. So I was just posted up in a blankie while munching on some pizza pops. And I was truly invested in those pizza pops. I mean, in that moment, I thought I was the pizza pop, bro. But once I finished the pizza pops, we all decided it would be a good idea to go for a walk. However, the moment I stood up, I started feeling peculiar. But regardless, we went outside, and at this point, it was already dark. Because in the time we were smoking at Bob's crib, the sunny Saturday turned into a very cloudy, dark, and cold Saturday night. So Billy and Bob are walking towards this creepy-looking forest, and I'm like, Alright, I think I'm too high to go into this forest, bro. Nah, don't worry. I've been in this forest a million times. I know it like the back of my hand. Alright then. And as soon as we step into the forest, I start hearing shit, bro. Yo, did you hear that?
Hear what?
It sounds like someone's in the bushes.
Nah, you're just baked this shit.
So we continue walking for about 5 minutes, and out of nowhere, it starts pouring. And this was really the point where everything shifted, because I was far too faded to be out in a dark, cold, rainy forest. So I'm like, alright, let's just go back to Bob's. Yeah, facts. I didn't know it was gonna be raining. But as we're walking back through the forest, I can undoubtedly hear something in the bushes. Okay, what the fuck was that?
Oh shit, run!
Aw, hell nah! Bob and Billy start hauling ass, and scared as hell, I slowly turn around to see a fucking demon coyote pack looking at me like I'm lunch, bro. And this had to be because of the second joint, but for a moment, I looked this coyote dead in the eyes, And I saw death. I saw death, bro. And in that moment, I gathered all the functioning brain cells I had left to just run. And I couldn't see where I was going. I was just hauling ass. And when I looked back, all I could see was the devious coyote eyeballs staring into my soul. And the next thing I knew, I stepped in a pothole, and my trajectory completely changed from running away to eating shit, bro. And when I say falling felt like it was in slow motion, I mean, I had to have been falling for 5 minutes. But once my face made contact with the ground, this is how I went out. I was about to get packed up by a pack of coyotes. As they approached, I was saying my goodbyes, but out of nowhere, I hear something in the distance. This motherfucker Bob drop kicks a coyote in the face. And it had to have been that Zaza that made these coyotes look so devious, because after Bob socked that jit in the face, they weren't so scary. I mean, they all just ran away and dispersed. They had me like, yeah, and don't come back, bitch. So we walk back to Billy's crib, and I'm still tweaking off those joints. I'm like checking behind me, checking beside me, checking the sky to make sure no evil crows pick me up and kidnap me. But we get back to Bob's crib, and I sit down on the couch, and just as I finally felt relieved, I get jump scared by Walter. Bro pretty much gave me a heart attack. I thought the coyotes had invaded Bob's crib to come and kill me. But it was just good old Walter coming to chill with the boys. So I got some more pizza pops, and we lived happily ever after. Man, summer is just a beautiful season. The sun is shining, the trees are green, and you can stay out with your homies all night. And best of all, you get to sleep in till that shit gets absolutely fucked by the first day of school. And waking up to that first alarm of the school year will have you discombobulated as hell. Like,
Chains, Square Doodle Matt Salami Mouse.
What?
You heard me, Square Doodle Matt Salami Mouse.
Wait, huh?
Really? Key Torch Claw Bozomorph.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah! What the fuck? And even though getting out of bed early hurts your soul, it's absolutely necessary you spend at least 5 minutes staring at your wall, contemplating your entire life. And if you're a real G, you laid out your toughest fit the night before, so you're low-key hyped to rock that shit to school. So you throw on your new shoes and flick up for the first day of school. And then you walk over to the establishment, where you will not only pursue your educational prowess, but you may also dabble in what some call stunting on these hoes. And man, I will say, linking up with your boys on the first day of school just hits different. Like, I be reuniting with the homies like I didn't just see them 12 hours ago. And we're all happy and shit until the school bell reminds me I just got my ass locked up for another 10 months. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't think I've ever made it to my first class of the year on time. Like, it'll be 9:15 and my dumbass will still be trying to figure out how to make it to room 347 by 8:55. And walking into your first class of the year late has to be one of the most uncomfortable situations you can experience, bro. Cause the teacher will be like, oh, and who are you?
Oh, I'm Chains.
Well, Chains, why are you late?
Because the bell rang before I got here.
Alright, whatever. We waited for you before we started introductions.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have.
Well, you're welcome. We just wanted you to feel...
No, like, you really shouldn't have. Like, I don't want to do this shit.
And tell me why all these teachers have been copy-pasting the same icebreaker game since preschool. Like that one where you have to start with an adjective that starts with the same letter as your name. Like, how do you have a group of legal adults in a circle, awkward as hell, talking about,
hi guys, I'm Super Sarah. Hey y'all. I'm Awesome Aiden. And I'm a Marvelous Marvin.
Shit, if we don't stop doing these fucking icebreakers, I'm about to joyfully jump off a cliff. And after we're done grinding out icebreakers, these teachers have the audacity to show a whole 50-slide PowerPoint all about them. Like, the fuck? This class is supposed to be the study of math, not the study of your daughter's soccer games, bro. And I'm not even gonna lie, my dumbass will be out there taking notes, wondering how this 7-year-old's goals per game ratio is gonna help me on my trigonometry test. Then just as soon as you survive all that bullshit, you gotta go to the next class and do that shit again. And by the time you've learned half your teacher's favorite hiking spots and relationship statuses, you're relieved to hear the lunch bell. Only to find out the cafeteria's serving straight ass with a side of booty for lunch. And my standards aren't even high. Like, during summer, I was on a seafood diet, as they would say. When I see food, I eat that shit. But when it comes to this cafeteria food, I could even bring myself to smell that abomination they're calling meatloaf. But even though the food was straight dookie, I won't lie, it's kinda nice being back at the lunch table freestyling with the homies. But of course, all good things must come to an end. So the bell rings and I go to depart ways with the homies.
Alright, peace out, man.
Yeah, see ya, bro.
Oh shit, are we going the same way?
Damn, yeah, I guess so.
Alright, peace out for real.
Yeah, see ya, bro.
Shit. Alright, my class is right here, bro.
Me too.
Oh, shit.
Let's go.
Alright, class, I'm gonna be taking some attendance. Correct me if I get your name wrong. Jason.
Here.
Billy.
Yo.
Megan.
Present.
Chains.
Here.
Charlie.
That's me.
Bob.
No fucking
bro.
Way.
Is there any Bobs in the room?
Yo, do you hear that?
Is that intro music? Does anyone here know a Bob?
Oh,
man, nothing beats a class where you got all the boys sitting together. Like, from the jump, you already know you're all about to fail the fuck out of that shit, but it's gonna be fun as hell. Alright, so, everyone introduce yourselves and tell us what you did over summer break.
My name's Bartholomew. My name's Bartholomew, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I had a pretty rough summer. I mean, I crashed my car, my girlfriend broke up with me, someone robbed my house, my grandma got jumped the other day.
Oh, bro, not the grandma.
You three in the back, disrespectful.
And what's crazy about the first day of the school year is how these teachers will act all nice talking about,
it's so lovely to see all your beautiful faces, and it's also nice to see you, Aiden.
Wait, what the fuck?
We're gonna have an amazing, fun year, and guess what? There's no homework today.
Knowing damn well they're about to make up for it with twice as much homework tomorrow. Like, they'll for real be handing out kindergarten-ass coloring sheets the first day, and then tomorrow you're getting your ass whooped by some calculus worksheets. And I didn't even talk about the motherfuckers you'll be seeing in the halls on the first day. Like, I don't know what these dudes be going through in those 2 months, but motherfuckers be going from Arthur Kennedy to AK real fast, bro.
Oh shit, is that you, Arthur?
Oh, gee, don't be dropping the government name like that.
Government name? But that's just your first name.
Hey, fam, it's AK.
Aye, man. What you been up to, bro?
Hey, fam, I'm trapping, trying to make it out of the mud, you know?
The mud?
you live in a gated community.
Oh shit, that's the ops right there, fam. Get down.
The ops? That's just fucking Edward.
Or the way these new freshmen be walking like they're scared a senior's gonna slap the books out of their hands and take their Fortnite V-Bucks gift card. Like, bro, you freshmen are worried about the wrong V-card. Like, I don't know why, but the day these kids go from sophomore to seniors, they instantly decide to pull an EDP. Like, bro, you're 18 and she's fresh out of middle school. That's a whole crime. But that's not the only crime motherfuckers be committing on the first day of school. Some dudes be pulling up to school with the most atrocious fits known to man. Like, there's no fucking way you laid out this ramen noodle chicken soup ass fit the night before, slept on it, then woke up and thought,
oh yeah, the hoes are gonna love this one.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, you could never catch me wearing the types of fit these motherfuckers be wearing, bro. Like, that shit should have never made it out the closet. Like, I don't condone bullying, but all I'ma say is, your actions have consequences, bro. Speaking of consequences, every year it seems like the rules teachers tell you on the first day keep getting more strict. Like, you'll be walking into the first class of the year all jolly and shit. All of a sudden you're getting your shit smacked by the longest list of class rules you've ever seen. Hey class, I'm super excited to have you. We're gonna have so much fun this year, but first, I'm gonna go over some of the class rules. Okay, so there will be no negativity, no phones, no food, no talking when I'm talking. Actually, no talking ever, no laughing, no smiling, breathe as quiet as possible, no washroom breaks, and last but not least, no having fun. So yeah guys, like I said, I think we're gonna have a lot of fun this year.
And just like that, man, summer's over and you're back to school. It's possibly one of the worst times of the year. Like, do you really think it's a coincidence that when school starts up, the sun just starts hiding and the leaves start dying? You see what I'm implying. But I will say, one day you might just look back on these times as the good old days and you might just start crying.
Yo, when you think about it, every light switch is also a dark switch. Light switch, dark switch, light switch, dark switch.
Okay class, sound it out with me.
Ball. Ball.
When you really think about it, we learn to read, and then we read to learn.
Teacher, yeah, I think change is high.
What the fuck? This is kindergarten.
Damn, any staircase can be a staircase to heaven if you're not careful enough.
Baby, I've spent the best 4 years of my life with you, and I can't imagine my life without you. You're a one in a million, so will you marry me?
So one in a million, huh? That means there's 8,017 people just like you. How does that make you feel?
Yo, if you cut your leg off, would it hurt?
Of course it's gonna hurt, bro. What's?
Think about it. Where would it hurt?
Your leg.
Oh,
cause you cut your leg off.
Yo, what happens if you push down the gas and the brakes at the same time?
Shit, let's find out.
Oh shit, it takes a screenshot.
Damn, my eyes are dry as shit.
Just close them for a minute.
Damn, bro. You never actually close your eyes. You just look at the inside of your eyelids.
Damn. Yo.
Can anyone answer 547 to the power of 3? Yes, Chains.
Yo, did you know every single odd number has an E in it?
Damn. Yo.
Chains, are you high again?
No.
Wait a minute, bruh. Since you were born deaf, what language do you think in?
Oh shit, you right.
Damn, I just realized squirrels' cheeks are also their nut sacks. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like your mom.
What?
The way she had these nuts all up in her mouth.
Bro, if everyone in the world all blinked at the same time, nobody would know.
Oh shit. That's facts.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah.
Wait, what about just now?
Yo, which of these buildings do you think has the most stories? Oh, it's gotta be that one, bro. That's massive. Nah, this one's even taller. Oh, it's this one for sure. No, it's this one.
No, that shit's library? Tiny.
Think about it.
Oh, the story.
How are you supposed to get clothes? What are you talking about, bruh? Okay, imagine you had no clothes, right? How are you supposed to get some clothes? You go to the store and purchase that shit. Bro, they're not about to let you buy some clothes while your meat's hanging out. Nah, you just cop some clothes real fast. It's simple. Bruh, a young kid walks by and it's wraps. So you guys both have the power to read minds?
Yep, yes,
that's
sir.
Right. Then if you both read each other's minds, whose mind are you reading?
Oh, I don't know. We could try.
All right, yeah, sure.
Hey, that was not me.
Yo, that was you for sure, dude. Damn, bro. When you think about it, the hospital is the only building you leave without entering. Damn. And people are having the worst day of their life, the best day of their life, the last day of their life, and the first day of their life, all in one building.
Damn.
Bro, I'm kind of scared down here.
What? Why?
Because I'm scared of sharks finna eat my ass. Well, when you think about it, there's more people eating sharks in the world than sharks eating people. Damn. That's actually really crazy to think about. Fuck, yo, every single day, there's some random motherfucker out there who took the biggest shit for that day. Yeah, he's in this room. Bro, it's literally just you and me in the room.
Yo, this Taco Bell is bussin'.
So he incorrectly assumed his position.
You spelled that incorrectly.
Spelled what incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Yeah, but what's incorrect?
Incorrectly.
Wait, what?
Wait, guys. When you really think about it, the only time incorrectly isn't spelled incorrectly is when it's spelled incorrectly.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah,
ass.
Shut the fuck up.
You know, the number of people older than you never increases. It only gets smaller and smaller. Damn.
What?
It just got smaller.
Yo, pizza's here.
Shit, I got the munchies. I'm about to fuck this shit up. Wait, I ordered a mushroom pizza. Why'd they give us cheese? Hey, any pizza can be a mushroom pizza if you're patient enough. Damn, I guess you're right. At last. Damn, you know what I just realized?
What?
A pregnant woman swimming is pretty much a submarine. Are you just always this high, bruh? Yo, did you boys know your last name comes from what your ancestor used to do back in the day? Oh shit, mine's Baker. Yo, mine's Carpenter. Oh, mine's Smith for blacksmith.
Well, what's yours, Johnny?
It's Donald.
Well, wait a minute. Your last name isn't Donald. It's hey, Dickinson.
Yo, guys, chill. Hey, I can explain. Your alarm is really your theme song because it plays at the start of every episode.
Why the fuck are you in my house?
Yo, is Chain still mad over that chair?
Yeah, well, what does this dude have against chairs?
Why is it a chair?
Yo. Why is there sidewalks in the movie Cars if there's no humans?
This dude won't shut up. Like, just watch the fucking movie, bruh.
Damn, think about this. When a child is an asshole, the child gets a whooping. But when the parents are an asshole, the child gets another whooping.
Shit, tell me about it, bruh.
Fuck.
Bro, you've checked the fridge 15 times already. No good food's finna magically appear.
Damn. Now that I think about it, we don't keep checking the fridge for new food, but rather we keep checking to see if our standards have dropped low enough to eat the shit that's already in the fridge.
So we got Mercury, Venus, and then here's Earth.
Yeah, Chains, what do you want?
If Earth is the third planet from the sun, does that make every country a third world country?
You're high again. Just get the fuck out of my class.
And look at these sheep.
Sheep.
You know how one of your teeth is called a tooth?
Yeah.
And one geese is called a goose.
Okay.
Then why isn't one sheep called a shoop?
All right, Chains, a soup. I can't keep doing Shoopity this. Doop. We have to break
Sheep
up.
Soup.
You know what I've been thinking?
Yeah, what's up?
Teenagers be whipping that shit like they're always running out of time. But old motherfuckers be driving like they got all the time in the world.
Like, look at this geezer.
Poor guy's practically decaying behind the wheel. But he's taking his time like he's got any time to spare. If I stab this cereal box, does that make me a cereal killer? That one was straight ass. You gotta work on that
shit. I'm gonna work on that one.
Yo. If you weigh 99 pounds and you eat a 1 pound burrito, does that make you 1% burrito?
Yo, that's crazy, because I literally just did that last night.
You guys wouldn't believe this, but your blood work came back and it says you're 1% burrito.
Yo,
picture this. Imagine if Ed Sheeran was working at a bread place, right? Would that make him the gingerbread man?
Your eye is shit.
Alright, bro, I'm a dip.
Nah, don't leave me alone in this forest, bro.
Hey, when you really think about it, you're not scared to be alone in this forest. You're scared you're not alone in the forest. You feel me?
Yo, that's actually so true.
What? Whoa. Bro, you know what? Low key, if you're dead broke, robbing a bank isn't even a bad idea. Bro, there's no way some hobo's about to pull off a bank heist.
Nah, but just think about it. Whether you successfully rob the bank or not, either way, you get over 10 years of bills you don't gotta worry about.
Alright, fuck it. You got the strap?
Yup.
Yo, throw on your seatbelt really quick.
Nah.
What? Why not?
Well, you see, it increases my risk of dying from cancer.
What are you talking about, bro? That shit makes no sense.
Just let that sink in.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yo, what's up?
But still, that shit makes no sense.
No, but actually think about it.
Oh.
Hey, bro, you wanna hit?
Nah, I don't smoke. I'm scared that I'll get all paranoid and shit.
Hey, man, if you're paranoid that you're gonna get paranoid, you're having the side effect without even smoking.
It's your logo.
Damn, bro. We gotta get as high as this dude.
Facts. How does this motherfucker get so baked?
I don't even know. Let me check. Oh, here.
Yep. Just getting faded than a hoe out here at the fucking goddamn Burger King, you feel me? About to take my first smacking tin off the Benjamin.
Damn, it looks like we gotta hit the Benjamin in a Burger King.
Yo, what the fuck is a Benjamin?
I don't know, but I'm trying to find out.
Yo, how's it going?
Yeah, we're good, but I was looking to buy a Benjamin.
Damn, you dudes are about to take a trip to Benjamin City, huh?
Yeah, we're about to hit the Benjamin and things of that nature.
Awesome. Here you go, Yodi gang.
Thanks, man.
Oh, and dudes, but between you and me, there's a Burger King next door, if you know what I mean.
Oh, thank you. Alright, so I guess we just walk in this bitch and start hotboxing this Burger King?
Bro, isn't that illegal?
I don't fucking know.
God damn! This shit hits.
Let me try.
Damn!
Unfortunately, you guys can't be doing that in our Burger King.
Nah, it's chill. We're just getting faded than a hoe.
Wait, you're getting faded than a hoe?
Yeah, we're getting faded than a hoe.
Shit, I know you're getting faded than a hoe. My bad, Yodi gang.
Nah, you're good. You want a little hit?
Shit, I might have to take this Benjamin to Blinkerton City, you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Damn, this Benjamin rips harder than a hoe.
Yeah, have a good rest of your shift, man.
Yeah, you too.
Fuck, did I just say you too?
Listen, I don't know about you, but this Benjamin got me feeling
faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe.
Wait, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Oh shit, is that?
It can't be.
Need I say more, Yodi gang?
Holy shit, it's him, Damien Luck 925.
I am the original Fulcrum. Fulcrum, come in. Yup. Yo, gang, feel me?
No way. We were literally just hitting the Benjamin in this Burger King.
Double Benjamin City session, shall we?
The double Benjamin? Damn, bro, we gotta try the double Benjamin. Yo, where are we?
I'm faded out here in Yodi Land.
No fucking way. It's a city full of Damien 925. Yo, this is crazy. Bro, these munchies are crazy. Facts, let's go cop some food. Holy shit. 7-Eleven is just full of motherfuckers hitting the Benjamin. The whole goddamn store is hotboxed. Yo, quick, buy the Doritos before I pass out. Oh, fuck. Hey, wake up. Wake up, hey. Hey, please wake up. I just... Hey, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Just got five things to say. Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Faded than a hoe. Faded than a hoe. Faded than a hoe. Faded than a hoe. Faded than a hoe.
Need I say more? Hey, but you gentlemen have a good rest of your day.
There's a lot of awkward things in life, like the handshake fist bump dilemma, or waving back to someone who is waving to the dude behind you, or the U2 situation. Enjoy your meal, sir. Thanks, you too. Actually?
Wait. No.
But on this long list of things that will keep you up at night, I feel like school dances lands itself in the top three, bro. Cause it's like, is it a party or is it a school event? Are we hitting the Dougie or are we just standing awkwardly in the corner? There's just too many questions, bro. Like another question, who the fuck hired this guy to be the DJ? Like, I don't know how much they pay this dude, but it can't be anything over 50 bucks. I remember at my first middle school dance, I seen the DJ walk in with all his gear and shit and I thought, damn, look at those big ass speakers. This dude knows what he's doing for sure. Hey, Stickman Middle, are we ready to turn up?
Yeah.
One, two, three, let's go. So I walk over there to give bro some song requests that he so desperately needs, and as I walk up to this dude's expensive ass setup, I look down at his laptop and this motherfucker's on Spotify and he's moving around the volume slider like he's doing some shit. Like, bro, I could have done this shit for free. Nah, trust me, bro, I know what I'm doing, dude.
Want a break from the ads?
Now, to be honest, it was really the middle school dances that had me fucked up. Like, you took a bunch of self-conscious, prepubescent little kids and threw on some music and told them to dance with each other. Like, shit, of course they're gonna start hitting those Fortnite emotes, bro. That's all they know how to do. Like, these grade sixes are fresh out of elementary school. There's no way you'll catch one of these youngins asking a girl to dance. Like, they're still scared of catching cooties, bro. Or what about the grade sevens? These kids were straight menaces. Like, I remember at my grade seven dance, there was a duo. We'll call them Greg and Roderick. Greg and Roderick would run up on some unsuspecting students, and Greg would slide behind them on his hands and knees, and Roderick would casually strike up a conversation. And just when the poor guy was expecting it least, Roderick would shove his ass, causing the unsuspecting victim to trip and eat shit. And they went around to damn near everyone pulling this shit, until one time they messed with the wrong dude. Hey bro, it's just a prank. Now grade eights. These boys are damn near in high school. They don't dance. It'll ruin their street cred, bruh. Instead, they prefer mosh pits. Rap, EDM, fucking smooth jazz. It doesn't matter what song. These grade eights will be relentlessly jumping up and down for no apparent reason. And soon, these grade eights will turn into freshmen. All that street cred they once had, gone. If you push one of these freshmen into the middle of a dance circle, he'll stress so hard, he'll start malfunctioning and hit those fucking Fortnite dances again. Now, grade 10s. Most of these grade 10s are a little self-conscious, but if you throw one of them into the dance circles...
Let's go, Michael! Whoa,
let's see it, Michael.
Let's go!
Guys, what? I don't know how to dance.
Let's go, Michael!
Well, I guess I can bust out a few dance moves. All of a sudden, dude's got moves like Jagger. Come to find out, bro's been practicing for this moment in his room for months. So once these grade 10s soon become sophomores, those YouTube tutorials start paying off for real. And if they're lucky, they might even catch some cooties, bro. And these seniors just simply don't give a fuck.
Bro, watch this. I'm about to hit the worm.
What? You know how to hit the worm?
No.
Damn.
And I'm not done flaming this fucking DJ. Like, this dude be leaving my balls more blue than Squidward. Pause.
These bitches lost.
Oh, hell. Is that lo-fi? And then out of nowhere, really quick, the DJ will throw on some heat and it'll have everybody turning up. But just as fast as Pop Smoke got that shit jumping, Ed Sheeran shut that bitch right back down. Like, mixing drill with The Shape of You has to be some sort of felony, bro. Like, tell me this dude deserves to roam the streets freely after pulling some shit like that. In fact, funny story, I had seen the DJ after the dance in the parking lot one time and we walked up and we jumped the fuck out of him. Alright, but not all DJs were out here committing war crimes on my ears. Like, you know the DJ was onto some shit when he got the students and the teachers turning up. Like, you play the right song and these teachers will forget they're on chaperoning duty. Shit, even the principal will start wilding out. Once you got the right song playing, motherfuckers will get hype over anything. Like, remember how hype it was when someone would land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? Shit, remember how hype it was when someone didn't land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? These motherfuckers were excited as ever, like they didn't just witness a dude snap his neck. Poor guy's probably getting trampled down there. Rest in peace. Sacrificed his life for a few Snapchat memories. But you know that one song, that when the DJ throws that hoe on, everybody knows what to do. Motherfuckers will run in from the bathroom, teachers will hop in, the Redditors will hop off the bleachers, and the school dance will be looking like something straight out of High School Musical, bro. Speaking of High School Musical, back in the day, I knew a dude named Troy. I fucked with Troy, but let's just say, he had a little bit of a lean gut. He was built like T Grizzly. Nah, fuck that. He was built like DJ Khaled. And I remember this dude Troy was just coming off a school suspension, but for whatever reason at the dance, this motherfucker must have been looking for another one. Cause Troy came up to me talking about how he was gonna beat Jordan Johnson's ass at the dance tonight, and honestly, I ain't believing him. So once the dance came around, he was beefing JJ every chance that he got, until soon JJ wasn't gonna stand for it. Now, a school dance is simply the best time for a school fight to take place. For the dude who wins. For the dude who loses, you literally have every single motherfucker in your school gathered in one place to get several different 4K angles of you getting pieced up. So Troy was really putting everything on the line here, because JJ was known for handing out whoopings like food stamps. But to be fair, Troy loved food. Regardless, JJ wasn't scared. In fact, he threw the first punch. Boom. But Troy ate that shit like a Wendy's 4-for-4 combo. And instantly, the entire school gathered in a circle. The circle was so big, there was no escaping. They were gonna have to fight to the death. But the DJ was so locked in that he was completely oblivious to what was happening. He was playing some happy-go-lucky ass shit.
Oh shit! Damn!
Yeah.
Get his ass!
Let's go!
Beat his
go
ass, Troy. JJ! I'm Jordan Johnson!
Now, the moral of that story is, don't get into a fight at the school dance. Unless you know you're gonna win. Now, on another note, asking someone to dance is a very important topic when it comes to school dances. Now, girls, I'm sorry, I can't help you with this one. I've never asked a dude to dance before. But boys, shit, I can't help you either. I'm like over 15 with this shit. But I do know someone who can. I'm talking about the homie Bob. So Bob, how do you ask a girl to dance?
Watch and learn.
Is this motherfucker moonwalking right now? Oh shit. Oh, what the fuck?
Getting zooted is a remarkable experience. However, the moment you step into a public setting, everything changes.
changes. I mean, being baked in public is the equivalent of trying to run track with clown shoes on. It's the equivalent of being an astronaut in the ocean. It's like bringing a sword to a gunfight. And trust me, I've been caught lacking, baked beyond belief on several occasions. That is, until I learned the art of pretending you're not zooted. So, the first order of business is covering up that dank smell. Cause shit, you and I both know if you get caught reeking of that sweet, sweet smell of Mary Jane, your cover's blown. So take some Axe, some cologne, some goddamn Febreze and just douse yourself. And just when you think you put too much, spray some more, bro. And although all this Axe is gonna have you smelling like a frat boy, it is crucial that we avoid the following scenario at all costs.
You get some of this.
Nice.
Yo, do you think you can still smell it?
Nah, dude. I can't smell it at all. What about me? Shit. It's like we didn't even smoke. But truth be told, both of these motherfuckers smell like weed, bro. The next order of business is those goddamn bloodshot eyes. I'm not gonna lie. Those eyes of yours are a dead giveaway, bro. I mean, you look fucking obliterated. Like, go look in the mirror. Yeah, we're gonna need some eye drops real quick. Yeah, just a few drops here. You know what I'm saying? Few drops here. Yep. Yeah, that's a lot better. But you know what? For a little safety measure, throw these hoes on. Damn. Now you're looking sober and fresh as fuck, but how are you feeling? Your mouth's a little dry, huh? Well, I got just the thing for you. You see this? Yeah, shit's called water. It's gonna help you with that cotton mouth, and it'll keep you hydrated. Yeah, that's some good old H2O. Nice. Yeah, no, go take a look in the mirror. Yeah, you're looking good. But before you go outside, we gotta go over some of the basic principles of pretending you're not faded. Number one is no rambling. Talking too much can be a slippery slope, which will ultimately compromise the mission. Yo, Chains, what time is it?
It's, 107.
107?
Wait. Bro, 107 isn't
how
the time.
How did the first person make the clock even know what time it was?
What is this dude talking about?
Did they just randomly decide and, you know, just start running with it?
Hold up. Chains is baked as hell.
No.
And principle number two, don't talk too little. Although talking too much can sell the mission, so can talking too little.
Hi there, what can I get for you?
Sir, what do you want?
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. What the fuck do you want, bitch?
Yeah, we got a customer who's on fucking Mars.
And last, but of course not least, is the golden rule for pretending you're not zooted. Just say you're tired, bro. It's undefeated. It works like a fucking charm. It hasn't failed you yet.
Failed him yet.
Chains, have you been smoking the devil's lettuce?
Nah, I'm just tired.
Oh, okay.
Hey, were you just smoking in the bathroom?
Nah, I'm just really tired.
Oh, okay, my fault.
So you're telling me you've been found driving with a joint in your mouth, 3 ounces of weed, and you failed the drug test?
Objection, Your Honor. My client here, he was tired.
Innocent. He's proven innocent. He's good.
So with all this being said, I think you're ready to go out. Well, where are you going anyways?
What? You're going to your grandma's 89th birthday?
Ah, shit. Good luck with that, man. Oh, grandson, it's so nice to see you.
For most of my life, I've known how to swim. But by that, I mean, if my life depended on it, I could swim from one place to another. I don't even know if swim is the right word. Like, if you saw me casually enjoying a little swim at the pool, you'd be like, does he need help? Like, is he drowning? I mean, like, I did take swimming lessons, but I quit at level alligator, bro. I never even made it to level 1. With that being said, this incident dates way back to when I was in grade 4. We were going on a field trip, and of course, it's to the pool. But I'm not stressing. I know I safely passed level penguin, so I should be chilling. My whole class and I walk into the entrance of the pool, but before anyone was allowed in the pool, they asked everyone if they knew how to swim. And I thought, we're in grade 4. There is no way somebody still doesn't know how to swim. And just as I presumed, nobody needed a life jacket. So me and the gang are swimming around, you know, jumping off the diving boards. Fun stuff for a grade 4 field trip. But after about an hour, my friends and I are just chilling in the deep end. And that's when I see a kid in my class named Ben on some floaty things coming in our direction. A little backstory about Ben. For as long as I can remember, this dude has been on my nuts. So when I saw this dude coming in my direction, I assumed he just wanted to say hi or something. But as he made his way towards me, I could tell he was struggling. So I swim over to help him out. Oh, hey, Ben. How are you? This kid jumps off the floaty thing onto me. And this man has the meanest grip on me. Pause. Well, this shit had to be some sort of attempted murder, bro, because he had me in a chokehold and his legs were wrapped around my arms. But they did not prepare me for this shit level alligator. So instantly I start sinking and I hit the bottom of the pool. Keep in mind, Ben is chilling on top of me with his head out of the water this whole time. So I jump off the bottom of the pool just enough to get my head out of the water for a few seconds. Ben, get off me. And when I look up, I see this dude, Ben, with the straightest face in the world. Like, this motherfucker has no clue I'm out here fighting for my life. And he says, in the most monotone voice, I can't swim. Aw, hell nah. I'm trying to fight him off me, but keep in mind, my arms are tied up. So I gather all the strength out of my skinny ass grade 4 legs, and I jump just enough to get my head out of the water again. Lifeguard, help! Oh, you guys, stop playing around in the pool. That's it. I'm fucked. I'm dead. And out of sheer anger, I decide, fuck it. If I'm dying, you're dying with me. I duck as far as I can under the water so both me and Ben can't breathe. But I'm running out of air. I start to get lightheaded. Man, that's crazy. This is really how I die, huh? And just as I had lost hope, my main man, Bob, comes in on some Superman shit, pulls Ben off me, and swims me over to the shallow end. I cough up some water, but eventually I catch my breath. So that's the story of how I almost died. And it's also the story of why I owe my life to Bob. Space isn't empty. It contains everything that exists. Hey, bro, you think this mirror's good? Nah, it's in used condition. What do you mean? Walmart doesn't sell used mirror. Oh, we're using it right now. Damn, I've been hitting this joint for way too long. I should probably pass it to the next person. You ever thought about how most of the sky is actually below our feet? No, it's right up there. Holy shit. Okay, guys, I'm gonna be your waiter for tonight. Just give me a second and I'll be right with you guys. We are the waiters. Bro, what are you talking about? No, think about it. If we're waiting for the waiter, then we are the waiters. Hey, nice belly button, bro. Hey, thanks, man. Your belly button is really your old mouth, by the way. What the fuck? Yo, is your thumb even a finger? Fuck, man, I don't even know. It's kinda just a thumb. So if your thumb isn't a finger, then there is no middle finger. Hold up. If you were the first person in the world to break 2 world records, then that would be a world record. So you'd be the first person to break 3 world records. But then that would make it 4 world records. And that would make it 5 world records. Holy shit. Then it would be 6 world records. Man, who the fuck named this shit a chair? Like, why a chair? Hey, bro, I got you a milkshake. Oh, thank you, man. Does a straw have one hole or two? Obviously it's 2. No, but what if it's like one long hole? What's the point of life? If you get a bigger bed, you have more bedroom, but you have less bedroom, you know, like bedroom, like. Can I get a ice cream cone? No, fuck you, the ice cream machine's broken. Man, that's not fair. Well, life isn't fair, buddy, so what do you want? But if life isn't fair to everyone, then isn't life just kind of fair? Like, I just don't get it. Like, chair, why is it a chair? You know, it could have been like anything. So your nose grows every time you cap. Yeah, what about it? So what if you just said your nose is going to grow? Well, that would be a lie, so then it would grow. Try it. My nose is going to grow. Yeah, I told you. But now that it grew, it's not a lie.
Whoa.
Bro, I'm way too baked right now. Here, eat an orange, it helps. Nah, hold up. Are oranges named oranges because they're orange? Or is orange called orange because oranges are orange? Just eat the fucking orange.
Boys, we got the pizza.
Let's go. Why the fuck is the pizza box square? Like, if the pizza is circle and a slice is a triangle. Yo, who the fuck invited this kid? Yo, can you pass the lighter really quick? Yeah, I got you. Wait. When you light your lighter gets lighter until your lighter is so light that your lighter won't light. Damn, that motherfucker's spitting right now. It just seems weird. Like, why the fuck is it a chair?
Halloween is the spookiest time of the year. Everywhere you look, it's vampires, killer clowns, old dudes in white vans trying to steal some children, which are all very scary things, especially killer clowns. But none of these spooky things scare me more than my worst fear. Going to jail, dropping the soap, and getting my booty snatched up. Now that's some real spooky shit right there. And I know some people are gonna be thinking, oh, that's just a myth, it's a stereotype, nobody actually gets their booty snatched up for dropping some soap. But when it comes to my booty, I don't want to fuck around, and I sure as hell don't want to find out. But everyone knows drinking can heavily influence your judgment, and on one specific day, my judgment was affected, and I found myself fucking around. And everyone knows what the chart depicts. The more you fuck around, the more you find out. This story takes place in grade 10. It was a crisp Halloween night. The houses were decorated, the leaves had fallen, and the jackals were landing. Lantern. And as me and Billy walked down to the homie Bob's crib, we could pretty much smell that Halloween spirit. And when we knocked on Bob's door, we were surprised the homie Bob didn't open the door. It was Bob the Builder. Dude was fully suited up from head to toe. And when me and Billy seen that, we already knew we needed some costumes. So we go to Bob's closet and come out absolutely dripping into Mario and Luigi costumes, mustache and everything. But now that we undeniably had that shit on, we still had yet to find something to do. But lucky for us, the night was still young, so we got to brainstorming. Alright, it's Halloween, bro. We gotta do something. Yeah, let's go find a party. Bet, let me check where they're at. Okay. Yeah, there's no parties, bro. Fuck. I mean, we could trick or treat. Shit, we might have to, bro. And just as 3 15-year-olds decided we would knock on strangers' doors asking for candy, our Halloween was looking grim. And not in a good way. But you know what they say. Can we fix it? Yes, we can. Because Bob pulls through and sets up a goddamn 3-man mission. And just like that, Halloween goes from an L to a W night. And I thought the homies and I couldn't get more hype, that is, until Bob pulls out a bottle of Hennessy. And you would have thought Peach took the kids the way I was abusing that bottle. And we passed it around until we were all tipsy. Then we started walking to Chloe's house for the little Halloween 3-man. And it was already 9 p.m. at this point, so we're walking through the neighborhood admiring these decorations when we see the creepiest house of them all. It was Chloe's crib. So we walk through a whole graveyard just to knock on the door, and Chloe opens it looking like a whole angel. I mean like literally, like she had the halo and the wings and shit. So we go up to her room where her two friends Lucy and Mia were, and we sit on her bed, and I'm not gonna lie,
It was a little awkward, bro. I was sitting there with my Mario fit, my little mustache, like, Chloe, why'd you choose to be an angel?
I don't know. I just liked it. Why'd you choose to be Mario?
Shit, you know, Mamma Mia, am I right?
Shit. Fuck.
Then Chloe whips out some tequila and all of a sudden we're playing drinking games and shit. But honestly, I was just trying to get drunk, so it'd be like, haha, drink up.
Oh no.
Alright, it's your turn.
Wait, you're supposed to get it in my cup. What the fuck?
And after purposely selling multiple games of tequila pong, I was feeling what some would call completely and utterly drunk as fuck. And next thing I know, we're playing spin the bottle. And I was up, so I spin the bottle and it spins and lands on Chloe. And in my head, I'm thinking, and just as Mario's about to get some peaches, we hear the door open downstairs and Chloe's like,
oh shit, my parents are home, hide.
So me and the homies run into her closet with a bottle of tequila and we can hear her dad come into the room.
Hey, what's going on up here?
Oh, you know, we're just watching scary movies.
Alright, I'll be downstairs watching TV. Let me know if you need anything.
Thanks, dad.
And once her dad went downstairs, we all came out of the, we exited the closet and Chloe said,
you guys gotta sneak out through the front door. Just be super quiet.
And so we creep down the stairs and peek around the corner and Chloe's parents are right there with a clear sight of the door. So we know what we have to do. We take a shot for good measure and then run to the door. And my drunk ass couldn't even figure out how to unlock this fucking door.
Hey, who is that?
It's a me, I'm Mario. Then we ran out that joint and we didn't stop running until I got a call from one of my homies named Dave. He was like,
yo, what are you doing right now?
Oh, nothing really, just drunk as hell running from Chloe's angry ass dad.
Yo, that's what's up. Come link me and Joe at Stickman Elementary.
And we had nothing else to do, so we pull up. And it's Dave, Dave's girlfriend, Joe, and Joe's girlfriend. And they got some couples costumes going, but I couldn't help but notice Dave and Joe were shiesty'd up.
What are you? If the Simpsons grew up in Chicago?
Nah, I'm just Homer.
Yeah, but I mean, Homer doesn't usually wear a fucking ski mask.
Oh, yeah, no. I just wore this because we graffitied the hell out of this school.
Joe was here? And Dave was too? Bro, what the fuck were you thinking?
What?
Oh, you want me to include your name too?
No, hell no.
And just as we become guilty by association, four cop cars come zooming down the street.
Oh shit, it's the cops, run!
And the cops hop out of their cars and start running at us with flashlights. So we head for the forest, but to get to the forest, we had to run across this long ass muddy field. And in the middle of this field, there was a huge pothole, and how did I know that? Cause I seen Marge absolutely eat shit right in front of me. And don't get me wrong, I was absolutely plastered, but as the cops got closer and closer, I could practically see myself getting caught and dropping the soap, and you know I wasn't gonna let that happen. And so with all that adrenaline, I Mario jumped that fucking pothole and hauled ass into the forest. And right when you get into the forest, there was this deep creek with a log going across it. But when I look back, I see the cops' flashlight getting brighter and brighter, so I say fuck it and take a run at this log. I get a good two steps and then my drunk ass slips. Boom, right into the muddy creek. But I don't have time to give a single fuck. So I run through this waist-high muddy water, and then we regroup and check who made it. I see Bob, Joe, Dave, and Dave's girl.
Yo, where the fuck is Billy?
No, where's my girlfriend, bro?
Oh, she ate shit a few yards back.
Wait, what? Is she okay? Did she get caught?
Wait, shut up. Billy's calling.
Yo, where are you?
I'm hiding behind a tree right now. In the middle of the field, the cops are looking for me.
I bet we're coming.
I gotta go.
Fuck no, bro. If you go, you're gonna get caught.
Listen, bro, I have to. He's the Luigi to my Mario.
So I go back in to save Billy, and my main man, Bob, comes with me. So we get to the edge of the forest and see Billy absolutely shitting his pants trying to hide from these cops, but they keep getting closer and closer. So Bob turns on his flashlight, and both cops look at him.
He's right there.
Get over here.
And while the cops were looking for Bob, me and Billy both run for the street, and we ran, but once we were at least 5 blocks away, we text Bob like, bro, we both made it, are you good? And Bob's like, so Bob makes it out of the forest and we all link up. And we take a moment to appreciate the fact that none of us went to jail, and more importantly, none of us got our booty snatched up. And after our moment of appreciation, we were like, yo, maybe we should have just went trick-or-treating.
Yeah, bro, some Reese's Pieces would hit right now.
I mean, it's not too late to buy some candy. So we all go to the store and cop the biggest packs of candy we could find. Then we walked back to Bob's crib and enjoyed the rest of our night while fucking up some Halloween candy.
Imagine putting in hard work, time, and dedication into saving up for some new shoes. You go to Foot Locker and find the perfect pair. You try them on. You check them out. And you cop them. And even though you spent your last $200 on these shoes, you're happy. Because you feel fresh as fuck, and these J's might actually get you some bitches. But as you're leaving the mall, a gang of motherfuckers wearing shiesties take those J's right off your feet. Leaving you shoeless, broke, depressed, and with absolutely zero bitches. Now, personally, I wouldn't let that slide. However, when I was just a young, wholesome boy in 7th grade, I still wouldn't have let that slide. But I was weak as shit, so it would have slid anyway. I mean, in 7th grade, I could have got my ass beat by Hezbollah, bruh. I was a walking lick, which is exactly why I got a story for y'all today. So as I said, this story takes place in 7th grade, where I was young, innocent, and built like a string bean, bro. So one Friday night, me, Bob, and Billy were going to this girl's house for the three-man mission. The plan was simple. There was three of us and three of them. We would put on a scary movie, and if everything went to plan, we would get some cheeks. Now, just earlier that day, I had copped some fresh ass Jordans, so I've got a little confidence boost as we walk up to this girl's house. So we knock on the door, they open it, and we go inside. Now we stuck to the plan. We put on some cheesy horror movie, and one thing led to another, and by the end of the movie, Bob had all three girls, bro, and me and Billy were in the corner playing Bloons Tower Defense. Don't ask me how this shit happened, I don't want to talk about it. So after hours of me and Billy straight fumbling, we all decide to go home. And although I was a little disappointed in my performance tonight, I put on my brand new uncreased Jordans and I remembered, damn. Even Curry airballs sometimes. Now the bus route back to Bob's crib took two buses. So we hop on the first bus, it takes us to the next stop, and as we're getting off, we see the second bus we need drive right by us. Fuck, is that our bus? Damn, yeah it is. Wait, check when the next one comes. Yeah, it shouldn't be long. Damn, bruh, the next bus comes in an hour. So we have no choice but to wait at the bus stop for an hour. So we wait and wait, and at this point, it's already getting late. I check the time, and it's already 11 p.m. As we were sitting there, bored as hell, waiting for this bus to come, one of the other buses stops in front of us to let someone off. The person gets off, and as the bus starts leaving, we hear this loud thud come from the bus. What the hell? What was that? Oh shit, it's a baton. And as we're analyzing this baton that seems to have fallen out of the sky, some motherfucker wearing a shiesty walks up to Billy like, give me that shit. And straight snatched the baton out of Billy's hands. And Billy froze up. Bro was scared shitless, straight bamboozled. And the way the bus stop was set up was there was a main road, the bus stop, and behind the bus stop was a small hill with bushes on top. And when I say this shit looked like something out of a movie, I mean this dude wearing a shiesty walks back up to the top of the hill and a group of five other dudes walk out from behind the bush and they're shiestied up too, bro. They had to have been in at least grade 12, and to a 7th grader, that is scary as fuck. And I was no genius, but as that group of shiesties came out of the bushes looking like a GTA 5 cutscene, I came to the consensus that they were up to no good. Yo, those Jordans are looking my size. And this was the moment I realized I was about to get my shit robbed. So I started analyzing my surroundings and calculating my options. Maybe I can talk my way out of this. hey sir, how was your day today?
Shut up.
I said, what size are the shoes? Damn, I can't fight them. It's a 3-on-5 and they got the high ground and they got a baton, bro. They would knock my ass out and take the shoes.
But I'm fast. So if I take a right, then make a left, there's no way they can catch me.
Wait, fuck, I can't run. I'd crease my Jordans. And just as I had ran out of options, Billy says the last words I would expect to come out of this man's mouth.
Wait, Ethan? Yo, who the fuck?
Oh, shit, Billy. Oh, I didn't know it was you, bro.
Man, Ethan, you had me scared for a second.
Damn,
man.
My bad, pimp. My bad,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. How's your mom
oh,
doing?
Oh, yeah, she's doing good. Yeah, it's great to see you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you too, bro. See you around. All
right, peace out.
Y'all, don't worry. I seen a kid over there with some new forces we could snatch.
Oh, yes, sir.
I bet.
Man, he's a good dude.
Nah, bro. He just tried to rob me. Who the fuck was that?
Oh, that's my longtime homie, Ethan.
Why do you know him?
Oh, yeah. We went to the same preschool.
Same preschool? That dude looks 20, bruh.
Oh, yeah, no, he is. He just got held back a few times.
Held back in preschool? How the fuck do you get held back in preschool?
Oh, he used to beat up the other kids and then take their toys.
Oh, shit. Makes sense.
So we bust back to Bob's crib, and as we're walking to Bob's front door, I stepped in mud. Bruh.
Everyone experiences being drunk differently, and it can change from time to time as well. But I'd say most people fall into a few general categories, one of which is the aggressive drinker. These people have to have pent up and saved anger for years. They just decide to let it all loose when they take a sip of alcohol. I feel like they might even just be using drinking as an excuse to sock someone in the face. And the main problem with aggressive drinkers is there's always at least one of them at every function. Sometimes they can be tamed. But if you just let them do their thing, then the function just turns into the Battle of Vimy Ridge, bro. You don't want your friends to be aggressive drinkers. Because when they do something stupid, you just have no choice but to back them up, because that's your homie. Coming up next, we're on stage of being drunk. If you've seen the 7 stages of drunk video, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But some people are just prone to drinking way too much. And somehow, they always find themselves blackout drunk. But, yeah, there's not much to say. They're pretty much just unconscious. And of course, we have the chill drinker. These people are just pretty neutral. They just be talking at a normal volume about normal stuff. And honestly, these people are just overall enjoyable to be around, especially when you're drunk. Let me know in the comments if I missed anything, and also let me know which type of drinker you are.
Skipping class in high school is a slippery slope. Like, one day you can skip and it'll slide no problem. Like,
oh, hey, buddy, welcome back. We missed you.
Yeah. You skip 2 days, you're chilling.
Hey, look who's back.
Yeah. But when you go to class after skipping 3 days, all of a sudden shit is serious.
Chains, what? Why haven't you been here, huh?
Well, you know, it was some family stuff.
Oh, yeah, family stuff. What family stuff?
Well, I don't really want to talk about
what family stuff.
It was my grandma's funeral.
Damn. But that is no reason to miss a test.
And Lord forbid, if you miss a whole week, the school board turns into the FBI. Like, during the whole pandemic, one of my homies refused to go to any online classes. And one day, he was enjoying his extended vacation while smoking up outside his crib. Next thing he knows, he's making direct eye contact with his science teacher while smoking grass. And because they started going FBI mode when you skip your classes, the homies discovered a top secret method so we could skip classes with zero consequences. So, when you would skip a class, the teachers would instantly hop on their laptops and whip up an email along the lines of,
Mrs. For Real, are you aware that your son, Chains, has missed his science class today? If this is continued, Chains' grade will continue to drop, which might ultimately lead to him failing my class. Mr. Perkinson.
Now, Mr. Perkinson would write these emails with the hopes of my mom reading them and then beating my ass. When it really went like, my mom would read it and she would politely ask me how my science class was today, I would cap my ass off and then she would proceed to beat my ass. And one day after I got my shit whooped, I was talking to the homie Bob.
Yo, we're going to Chipotle next class. You trying to come?
Man, I don't know. I'm getting real tired of these ass whoopings, bro.
Ass whoopings? You're getting ass whoopings?
Yeah, bro. Mr. Perk never fails to type up an email that results in the leather belt.
Oh, what? Nobody ever told you about the secret method?
Secret method?
You mean like wearing extra pants so the belt doesn't hit so hard? No, I'm talking about the secret method so Mr. Perkinsons can't email your mom.
Why didn't you tell me sooner, bro?
So essentially, the method starts at the very beginning of the school year. At my school, they would give you this form with your parents' email, phone number, all the contact information, you know what I'm saying? You would need this form filled out and signed by a parent or guardian and then handed into the office. However, this man, Bob, conceptualized one of the greatest plans of our generation. And it went like this. So you would receive the empty form from the school, take it home to your parent / guardian, get that shit filled out, and get that signature. Then secretly, when nobody is watching, you hop on your computer, you make a fake email, like bobsmom123@gmail.com. Then you would change your mom's contact information into that fake ass email, and then deliver it to the office like nothing happened. So when Mr. Parkinson's smartass tries to get me whooped with one of those emails, I get that shit in my inbox. I read it through and respond with some shit like, "Dear Mr. Parkinson's, thank you very much for bringing this to my attention. I was unaware of my son's absence in pursuing his educational prowess. I will discipline him with a punishment that may or may not involve me whooping the absolute shit out of his tushy. Thank you, Mr. Parkinson's." And I already know this dude, Mr. Parkinson's, was reading that email like, "Oh, yup, he is definitely getting his ass beat tonight." Meanwhile, I was typing that shit up in bed while munching on some nachos. So you best believe I was abusing this newly found secret strategy. I mean, I was missing every other class. And it was just all sunshine and rainbows. But you know what they say. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. I mean, I really don't recommend using this strategy. And I'm not saying that to be some mature role model. I say that because there was one flaw in the strategy Bob forgot to tell me. And that was, as soon as my mom saw my report card with all those absences,
God damn,
she made up for every single beating I missed. There's really only three situations that make me want to just stop existing. The first is when your mom would leave you at the Walmart checkout with no way to pay. The second is having to shit in the school washroom. And the third is being sober at a party full of drunk people. I mean, there is nothing worse than a party where everyone is having fun, you know, dancing and shit. But you're just sober in the corner, eating Cool Ranch Doritos, reconsidering your life decisions. Like, maybe I'm just boring or something, but to me, most of the time, it is not fun being at a party while sober. Cause you'll be chilling, minding your business, and there'll be a bunch of drunk motherfuckers coming up to you like, "Yo, I am so drunk right now. nice. Yeah, bro. I drank so much. Nice." Because when you're drunk, there is no thought process. You're just blissfully unaware of the fact that you can't dance. But that vodka will have you in the middle of the dance floor like... However, when you're sober, you are actually aware of how stupid some of these drunk people look. Like, you can just take a look around and you'll see a bunch of motherfuckers doing shit they're gonna regret when they're sober. Damn, look at her. Yo, he's gonna regret that for sure. And look at this dude. Wait, Billy. What the fuck are you doing?
"I'm twerking on the walls like Peter Parker."
No, what the fuck? Being at a party while sober has me feeling like that one dude who's always like, "Yo, where the hoes at?" Because let's be real, rizzing up a drunk girl while you're sober is practically illegal. Like, "Yo, are you from Tennessee? Cause I'm trying to fuck." "Sir, hands behind your back." God damn. And honestly, when you're sober, talking to drunk or high people in general, it's just like interacting with NPCs. Damn, I'm drunk as shit.
Man, I love you so much, man. Like I love you, man. Damn, bruh. I'm zooted as fuck. When you put bread in a toaster and it becomes toast, where the fuck did the bread go?
Faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe.
Is this dude emoting? Like, I remember one time I was sober at this function, chilling on the couch, probably playing Clash Royale or something, and there was a visibly drunk dude to the right of me and a obviously drunk girl to the left of me. And without exchanging a single word, they just started making out in front of me, bro. And that situation was weird as fuck, but like, I had to stick it out and get that 3 crown, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, I feel like that situation kind of sums up the feeling of being sober around a bunch of drunk people. It feels like you're third wheeling, but with like 100 people. But maybe that's just me, because I know some people who don't even need to drink. They just act like they're drunk all the time.
Jump, 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 jump.
Oh, shit. Ah, god damn. Holy shit, how much did you drink? Oh nah, nothing. I'm sober as hell. What the fuck? And I also know people who drink hella and somehow get more antisocial. Oh shit, are you sober too?
Nah, I'm drunk as shit. I just get depressed when I'm drunk.
Oh, okay. Oh,
please
shit.
Come back.
Oh, damn.
Please,
oh,
Carol, I miss you.
Oh. 3 a.m. Once the clock strikes 3 a.m., I feel like you've given up on trying to sleep. At this point, you're going to commit to whatever you decide to do until the sun comes up. Whether you're studying for tomorrow's math test, chilling on Discord with the boys, choking the chicken, or simply sulking in those 3 a.m. thoughts, you'll pretty much find yourself doing anything but sleeping. And I don't know if it's just me, but those 3 a.m. thoughts hit different. And honestly, it's just the perfect time to go for a walk, find a nice little view, maybe light up a joint, and just think. The youngest picture of you is the oldest picture of you. Does Lightning McQueen cop car insurance? Or life insurance? Wait. Did the brain name itself? Hold up. What if soy milk is just regular milk introducing itself in Spanish? I have no clue if this is just me, but every once in a while when I'm laying in my bed at 3 a.m., I suddenly get the motivation to become the best person on the planet. Like, I set an alarm for 5 a.m., I tell myself I'm gonna go work out, then go for a run, then meditate, then drink kale smoothies, then become a millionaire, then donate it all to a family in need. But as soon as my alarm goes off, I'm just like, shit, I'm too tired for all that. Then I just end up sleeping until 1 p.m., and my brain is constantly playing games with me, bro. Like, tell me why I'll be using all my strength to stay awake during the day thinking, man, I can't wait to go to sleep tonight. But when it comes time to sleep, I just can't. I'll be left lying there at 5 a.m. awake as hell, watching these random motherfuckers build a two-story house with a hot tub in the jungle. And you know what? Being awake at 3 a.m. is kind of like being high a little bit. Because you start to think about things you don't usually think about. And because you get hit with the fucking munchies, bro. I'll be whipping up a 3-course meal with appetizers and a complimentary dessert to watch a YouTube video. And listen, I can't explain why, but there is no better water than water at 3 a.m. I mean, it's pretty much a part of my sleep schedule now to wake up at 3, chug some water, take a piss, then go back to bed. But sometimes while I'm trying to go back to sleep, my brain just starts showing me a compilation of my top 15 cringiest moments. I mean, I'm having flashbacks to the time in grade 5 when I said a joke and nobody laughed. Guys, why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Why? why?
Because it was dead.
Oh.
Damn. Or I'll be up all night thinking about that one debate I had 3 years ago, brainstorming about the best things I could have said in each scenario. It's like if I do some cringe shit during the day, I have no choice but to lose some sleep over it at night. It's like my punishment for saying some stupid shit. Like I know one guy who accidentally called his teacher mommy in front of the entire class. And that dude hasn't slept since.
When you link a girl and you both bring a friend, man, what could possibly be better than a two-man mission?
Three-man mission.
And when you go on a three-man mission, you need to be able to trust those homies with your life, bro. Cause I don't know why, but 100% of the time you go on a three-man mission, somebody's gotta take one for the team, bro. Like, it's just inevitable. And if your homie isn't willing to eat the shit sandwich in order to see the gang succeed, the entirety of the gang is eating the shit sandwich, bro. And on top of that, you need your homies to have your back when you crack a shitty ass joke. Cause if you're in a group of six people and not a soul laughs, nah, you're done, bro. Like, you're cooked. You're sauteed, bro. Like, pack it up. It's over with. Like, yo, guys, what do you get when you mix human DNA with goat DNA? Oh, my God. What do you get? Wait, no, let me guess. No, I don't know. What do you get?
Kicked out the petting zoo.
Fuck. I sold.
Actually, that's a really good joke.
Facts. Wait, it was?
And lucky for me, I got the two most perfect dudes for the job. Bob and Billy, so you know we were no strangers to the game. Like, we had 99 chemistry, bro. We were like Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman, setting up these plays, passing, alley-ooping, and dunking that shit. In these streets, they called us the real big three, and one day, the real big three hopped on a plane to Mexico. And this story takes place way back. Like a month ago. And this story doesn't just contain one three-man. Not two three-mans, but three different three-man missions. And with these three different chances, will me, Bob, and Billy be able to find love in Mexico? Or will we get set up and kidnapped by the cartel? Find out coming up on this episode of Billy, Bob, and Chains.
Wait a minute.
So, boom! We get to Mexico and we're staying at an Airbnb. So we start with all the essentials. We unpack, get some food, check out the rooms, download Tinder, play some music, get settled in, you know, shit like that. And some of you may be thinking, damn, Chains, Tinder? Shit, I didn't know you were down bad like that.
And let me just clear this up, alright? I'm not, okay?
I'm down horrendous. And you really don't know me at all if you thought I was gonna leave Mexico without running a three-man with the homies. So I'm just doing what I gotta do. Don't hate the player, hate the game. So we got there on a Monday, and for the first few days, we're exploring, we're trying some food, going to the beaches. It's great, you know, a bunch of nice and relaxing shit. But at night, it was grind time, bro. I was swiping more than a girl with daddy's money, and I was shooting more shots than Drizzy Drake at his local middle school. So by the time Thursday rolled around, I secured the first
three-man mission
of the trip. And when I told the boys, they were hyped as fuck. I mean, Bob was so excited, dude almost made a facial expression. So before we went out, we had to get teed up. And lucky for us, we spent half our food budget on a few bottles of vodka. So we're absolutely down in that shit until our Uber pulls up. We hop in the Uber and get dropped off by some bars where we plan to meet the girls. Now keep in mind, at this point, all I've seen of this girl is pictures. And you know there's a brutal catfishing epidemic going on. So let's just say it's completely in the realm of possibility that I set up a link with three big buff Mexican dudes. And Lord knows I'm crossing my fingers. like, no, like hopefully there's like no big buff Mexican.